Well, a big radio role was the part of Ginny on the Hollywood Hotel show. I was chosen because I looked like and sounded as if I could be the speaking voice of a coloratura soprano. Anne Jameson was chosen to play the singing role of Ginny opposite Dick Powell. So she wasn't an actress, so I was chosen to be her speaking voice. So all of the lovely operettas that we did, I was the leading lady opposite Dick Powell. So that was a marvelous way to start radio because it was Leeds, you know. I had come right from stock company Leeds, from the theater Leeds, so I wasn't ill at ease in these things, you know. See, it was just easy for me, and we had an audience out there. It was like working, except that you had a script in your hand. You didn't have to learn it. But it was the same kind of show business to
So
me.
you were really all over radio,
Oh, I
weren't
should
you?
say I was. I used to do all kinds of voices too. I still can. I can go down to McGregor and sometimes do a little tiny girl,
Can
you
you give
know.
us a little? Could you give us a little
Let me
girl?
see. On a show over at CBS Television City, I had to play a doll not too long ago. Let's see if I can get that voice again. Somebody pushed the little string on the doll, and I had to run upstairs and put my face into the microphone and be the doll while they were working the doll on the downstairs. Nobody knew the difference. Nobody knew I was doing
See, Howard Duff was right. He said, "You have to talk to Loreen Tuttle because she's a doll."
Oh, how sweet. Oh.
As the first day of spring approached, Gildersleeve contemplated running for mayor of Summerfield on March 19th.
Kraft presents the Great Gildersleeve. Company will also bring you the Kraft Music Hall every Thursday night. Present Hal Perry as the Great Gildersleeve, written by John Wheaton and Sam Moore. We'll hear from the Great Gildersleeve in just a moment. Let's for a minute look in on a typical American family at breakfast time. Johnny rubs his sleepy eyes. Dad's kind of grumpy, thinking of that hard day's work ahead. But Mom knows how to make their eyes pop open. She's whipping up a batter for pancakes, and soon will flip them piping hot off the griddle. She knows, too, what it takes to make those golden brown griddle cakes taste extra good. It's parquet margarine. And, of course, if you need syrup or honey, too, but with parquet margarine for a spread, those pancakes are sure to hit the spot. Yes, this Kraft quality margarine really satisfies. As for energy, well, parquet margarine is one of the best energy foods you can eat at every meal. What's more, every pound of parquet contains 9,000 units of important vitamin A. So to start your day with a bang and end it with a smile, eat plenty of delicious, nourishing parquet. Tomorrow, buy parquet. P-A-R-K-A-Y. Parquet margarine, made by Kraft. Now let's join our now. He's had a political bee buzz leaf study and listen in on some of the political scene with Judge Hooker.
Now, I have analyzed it since you reached a conclusion.
Oh, what is it?
You might have a chance to become mayor of this town.
I told you that an hour ago, Judge, a week ago.
Well, I know you did, but
a few days ago, you were laughing at Gildersleeve for mayor. Now it looks like you were trying to climb on the bandwagon.
Bandwagon? I was considering in the light of your campaign manager. But you've already botched things up so completely.
How have I botched things?
Well, in the first place, you've blabbed all over town that you're going to run for mayor.
I have not. I haven't even told Leroy and Marjorie.
Oh, I heard it from 10 people.
Somebody else talked, not me, then. I didn't tell anyone but Floyd the barber.
You tell Floyd, you don't have to tell anyone else. Politics is a deep game, Gildy. It's full of pitfalls.
Yeah, maybe I do need help.
Well, if you take my advice, I can help you. Now, the first thing is to develop some contacts.
Well, I know a lot of people.
Well, the point is to know the right people. Now, there's one contact I think I can arrange for you this evening.
Oh, what's that?
Congressman Abernathy is going to be in town for a few hours.
Abernathy's nothing but a windbag.
No, but if we'd get him to support you, it'd be a great help.
Oh, all right.
Well, you keep the evening open. I'll go down and see if I can get a hold of Abernathy.
All right, Horace. My fate is in your hand.
All right. Don't worry, Gildy. I'll call you later. Hello, Leroy.
Well, goodbye, Horace. V for victory.
Goodbye, Your Honor.
Your Honor.
Say, Unc.
Yes, Leroy?
What did the judge mean when he called you Your Honor?
Oh, that was just a little joke between the judge and me.
Some joke.
Well, I wasn't going to tell anyone, but I suppose you're bound to find out sooner or later. Can you keep a secret, my boy?
Sure.
Where's Marjorie? Marjorie, come here a minute.
Oh, right away. I just have one more nail to do.
Remember now, this is strictly confidential, Leroy. I don't want you to tell a soul.
I can dust some other time, Mr. Gilfillan.
Oh, you needn't go. This concerns you too, Bertie. It concerns everyone.
Don't touch me, anybody. Polish isn't dry yet.
Marjorie, must you wear red fingernails?
Oh, now, Auntie, darling.
You look as if you just killed an ox with your bare hands.
Don't be old-fashioned. Everybody wears red
fingernails. Shut up. Bunk's got something to tell us.
Oh, what?
Well, as I told Leroy, this is a secret, my dear. I don't want a word of it to get out until we're ready to announce it.
Uncle Mort, you're not engaged again. You're not going to get married. Unc!
No, I'm not going to get married. I might not even... Well, I'm not even engaged, exactly.
Gosh, you have me worried there. I thought sure this time it was old Lady Goodwin.
Leroy. Just because she happens to be principal of your school doesn't mean that she's old.
Sorry, Uncle.
She's not even as old as I am. As a matter of fact, she's 3 years younger. Which is just about right. The woman should be younger.
I thought you said you weren't going to...
I did, Marjorie. What I wanted to tell you is something entirely different.
Okay, shoot.
My boy, how would you like to wake up someday and find yourself the nephew of the mayor?
I'd rather be your nephew.
Well, how would you like to be both?
Huh? Uncle Mort. You don't mean...
Mr. Gildersleeve, man.
Well, I'm going to try, Bertie. That is, I'm not going to seek the office, of course, but if the office should seek me...
Oh, how wonderful.
Oh, my goodness.
Uncle Mort, I'm so proud.
Well, there seems to be a demand. If I can serve the community in my humble way.
Oh, Mr. Gildersleeve, I want to be the first to congratulate you.
Well, thank you, Bertie.
I'm going to have to get me a new uniform with a cap with lace all on it. So I won't shame the man when I open the door.
And I might have to get a few new dresses.
Now, my dear, let's not count our eggs until we lay them.
Another thing, Mr. Gildersleeve. Oh, we're going to have to need one of them little silver trays for folks to put their cards on when you're too busy to see them.
Oh, no. That's one thing I'll never do, Bertie. If elected, I shall see that the mayor's door stands open to the public at all times. And furthermore, if elected, I propose to see that everyone gets a fair hearing, regardless of race, creed. Leroy, why do you stare at me like that?
I'm trying to imagine you as mayor.
Well?
Do make a pip.
Yes. Now, remember, everybody, not one word of this to anyone.
Why?
Well, I don't want anybody to know that I'm running for mayor.
How are you going to get elected that way?
Leave it to me. The judge and I don't want to open the campaign until we've got it all laid out, Leroy. That's going to take time. It's also going to take a lot of work. I'm going to have to work on this thing day and night. Well, might as well get at it. But it's going to mean giving up my social life entirely. Now what?
It's your social life. Lansom, come in.
Leela.
Is your uncle? Oh, hello, Throckmorton.
Oh, hello, Leela.
Bertie, Marjorie.
Morning, Mr. Lansom.
Oh, I'm afraid I've come to borrow something again, Bertie. Can you bear it?
Well, I guess.
Of course. What's the use of having a pretty neighbor if she doesn't run in to borrow things now and then?
Oh, you. I have some news for you, Throckmorton.
I have some news for you, too, Eve. I mean, Leela.
Well, caught you there.
What can I get you, Miss Ransom?
Bertie, I wonder if you could let me have 6 eggs. They're for a cake I'm making.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
The only thing is, maybe you could tell me, do you know anything about baking cakes, Bertie?
Can she bake a cake?
She's just the best cake maker there is, that's all.
I'll just bet she is. I'll bet she bakes cakes so light and fluffy they just melt in your mouth, don't you, Bertie?
Well, when I'm lucky, that's about 9 times out of 10.
I have the worst luck with cakes. I don't know what's the matter. And I did so want to have a nice cake for tonight because I'm having a little party. I want you to come, of course, Throckmorton. Bertie, maybe you could tell me how to bake
it. Oh, shucks. I'll bake you a cake, Miss Ransom. That'd be easier than telling you.
Oh, I couldn't let you do that, Bertie. Here's the recipe. I brought it with me.
Who needs recipes?
Yes, Bertie cooks by ear.
Oh. I declare, I'm just going to steal Bertie away from you one of these days, Throckmorton.
Over my dead body.
Mine, too. What kind of cake you want, Miss Ransom?
Well, it's for a birthday party, Bertie.
Birthday? Whose birthday?
Guess.
Whose?
Mine. How old are you? Leroy.
That is a question a gentleman never asks a lady, Leroy.
Well, how old is she?
Leroy.
I'm almost old enough to be your mother.
Are you kidding?
Run along and play, Leroy. You too, Marjorie.
What did I do? I asked her how old she was. People ask me how old I am. I don't get sore.
You come along with me, Leroy.
You said you had some news for me, Leela.
Yes, guess what? Offers by...
Arthur?
Dr. Hargrave, silly.
Oh, him.
That's why I particularly want you to come tonight. I think you and Arthur ought to get to know each other better.
Great. But you see, I have a sort of a tentative engagement tonight to meet with Judge Hooker and Congressman Abernathy.
Well, of course, if you came off of some old Abernathy, then you do for your friend.
But you don't understand, Leela. This is important.
Miss Goodwin's going to be awfully disappointed.
Eve? Is she coming?
Yes. I've already gone and invited her because I never dreamed that you would...
I'll be there.
Well, you're sure you can explain to Congressman Abernathy.
Oh, Hooker can explain to Abernathy.
I'll be expecting you there. Oh, Throckmorton.
Yes, Leela?
Just because it's my birthday, I don't want you to think you have to give me a present or anything, you hear?
Oh, yeah.
Shirley Mitchell played Leela Ransom.
Yeah. And they wrote her so magnificently.
Well, she was perfect for Gildersleeve,
because he was...
He's absolute foil for
right.
her, right?
And on that one tape that I played recently, you know, I do it for my kids, and I get such a funny feeling. The voice is lighter, and it's almost like deja vu. You think, oh, my gosh, was I really like that? But I just loved her. He sings Speak to Me of Love to her. You know, he would sing those corns. And she'd sigh through and do things like, oh, Throckmorton. It was really delicious. She was a great, great character.
Those shows were all done before a live audience.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Every one. And two shows, mm-hmm. one for the East Coast and one for the West Coast, every Sunday.
With about 2 hours in between, I assume. Huh?
We would arrive at NBC at 9 a.m. in the morning, Sunday morning. We would rehearse. Then I'd be home at noon to change and have something to eat. And back at NBC at 2, we did our first show. I think it was 2 or 2.30. I can't remember. No, it must have been later than that if I was back at 2. Probably at 3. We would get cuts. Then we'd go on the air, do that show for the East Coast. Then we had 2 hours off, and we'd usually go to the Derby and have dinner, the whole group. And do the second show at 6 or 6.30 or 7. I don't remember the exact.
Yeah, because initially Gildersleeve was on a Sunday afternoon.
Sunday afternoons, right.
I can remember Chicago. It would be on around 5 or 5.30.
Was
which is
it? Yeah, that's about right
what
then.
You're saying.
Sure,
yeah.
Sure.
Oh, hello, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Hello, Peavy. I want to buy some perfume.
Perfume? Is it for yourself or for a friend?
For a friend, naturally. A lady. But it ought to be something pretty good.
Something imported, I take it.
Well, I don't care. Just so it smells good.
Only, they all have a pleasing odor. But the object is to suit the lady's personality, so they tell me. Mm-hmm. Now, if you'll just step over here.
Yeah. They all look expensive.
Mr. Gildersleeve, let's not think about price just yet.
Huh?
Now, here's an item put out by a very reliable house. It's been quite a steady seller.
Madness of Love. Disgusting.
Well, no, I wouldn't say that. You have to look at these things through a woman's eyes, Mr. Gildersleeve.
How do I do that?
Well, perhaps the description on the circular... would help a little. I'll get my glasses on here. Ecstasy in the moonlight. The magic of a wicked glance. The skip of a heartbeat as the one you love draws near. All these distilled into one fragrant essence. That ought to be quite an odor.
Yes. Let me smell it.
Oh, I'm afraid I can't do that. You see, these bottles are sealed, and if I open them up, the stuff evaporates.
You mean I have to buy a perfume without knowing what it smells like? That's buying a pig in a poke.
Well, no, I wouldn't say that. Most of these are nationally advertised brands. They're all perfectly safe.
I'm not looking for a safe perfume, Peavy. I want something this lady will like.
Well, perhaps if I had some idea of her personality.
She's a woman. A very attractive woman.
Well, would you say she was the school superintendent type?
No.
Ah, more the southern widow type.
Peavy, you're trying to pin me down. I'm just stuck for a present, that's all. Let's see some of the other brands. I'll bet the bottles cost more than the stuff.
You'd be surprised what the stuff costs. $20 an ounce sometimes.
$20 an ounce? Why, that's $300 a pound.
That's right.
I'm only going for supper. Let me see some of the others. Black Magic, Spring Song, Paris at Midnight.
And here's Mrs. Peavy's favorite.
Huh? My Sin. Peavy, she ought to be ashamed of herself.
Well, I venture to suggest that when she bought it, Mr. Gildersleeve, but I live to regret it. She's had that one bottle for 7 years, and it's brought her a lot of innocent pleasure.
The whole thing's a gamble. What's that little teensy bottle down there at the end, Peavy?
Yeah, just a second. Oh, this is a very good item.
Yeah, they're all the same. They're just... Oh, parlez-moi d'amour. That'll tickle her.
That strike a chord, Mr. Gildersleeve?
Well, I used to sing that song to this particular lady, Peavy. Of course, that's all over now. Wrap it up.
Yes, sir. The box comes with it. I have it for you and just
get it. Oh, she'll love this.
I feel quite sure the lady will be very pleased with your selection, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Oh, what makes you think so?
This one costs $30 an ounce.
Kraft will return you to the great Gildersleeve in just a few seconds. There's more truth in poetry in the saying, the proof of the pudding is in the eating. You'll agree that there's no other sure way of finding out how really good a food tastes. And it's by this very test that parquet margarine has become so popular in millions of homes. People have heard about it, they try it, and they just naturally like parquet. You'll like parquet in a big way, too, because this Kraft quality margarine has a fine, delicate flavor. Really delicious, spread on bread, hot toast, or rolls. And you like the extra energy it helps provide your hard-working family. Because parquet margarine is actually one of the best energy foods they can eat. And you like parquet for still another reason, and a mighty important one. For you see, to every pound of parquet margarine, Kraft adds 9,000 units of vitamin A. So for delicious flavor, for extra energy, and for a dependable source of vitamin A, buy and serve parquet. P-A-R-K-A-Y. Parquet margarine. It's the margarine that's made by Kraft. Let's hurry back to the great Gildersleeve, whom we find marching up the Widow Ransom's front walk bearing a magnificent birthday cake. As he reaches her door, he pokes the doorbell with a pudgy forefinger while he balances the cake cautiously on one hand.
Oop, careful. Oh, hello, Leela.
Throckmorton, what a gorgeous cake.
For you.
Oh, be sure and thank Bertie for me, will you? Come in.
Well, am I the first to arrive?
Oh, no. Arthur's been here for hours.
Yeah, I might have known.
I've got him out in the kitchen helping me. Just throw your things down anyway.
Leela, wait a minute.
Yes?
I brought you something else. Here. Present.
Oh, Throckmorton, you shouldn't have done it. Oh, now, what can it be? I just get so excited. What? Perfume.
Uh-huh.
Oh, parlez-moi d'amour, my favorite.
Yeah.
You naughty boy, taking advantage of a poor girl's weakness that way.
Yeah.
Oh, you know I can't resist perfume.
Neither can I.
I'm going to put some on right now. Here, you hold the cake.
All right. Don't forget behind the ears.
I'm all over the ears, silly.
That's what I mean.
Throckmorton!
I was just going to smell.
I thought you were forgetting yourself.
Remember, I'm promised to Arthur.
Promised? You mean...
Well, not promised exactly, but we have an understanding.
Well, that's the way it is with me and Eve.
Let's join Arthur in the kitchen, shall we?
All right.
I hope you don't mind it being so informal and all. As you see, I'm just wearing a little house dress and an apron.
Oh, it's cute. Ruffle.
right through here. Well, I guess you know the way.
Yeah, I ought to.
Oh, Throckmorton, would you do me a favor?
Sure, what?
Don't tell Arthur I didn't bake the cake. He likes to think I'm domestic.
Sucker.
Arthur, darling, you know Throckmorton Gildersleeve.
Oh, of course. How are you, Gildersleeve?
Oh, glad to see you, Doctor. Got you working, eh?
Yes, she's got me wound right around her little finger. Haven't you, Dee Dee? Dee Dee?
Arthur calls me Dee Dee, and I call him Pooh Bear.
Oh.
Now, look, Dee Dee. I've chopped this whole great big bowl of parsley. Don't I deserve a kiss for a reward?
Well, just one teensy-weensy one.
Sickening.
Oh, gracious. This isn't getting dinner cooked. Here, I need this jar of mayonnaise open. Too strong.
I am.
Let me.
I got a doc.
It's awfully hard to unscrew.
It's nothing. I'll just...
Don't strain yourself.
Yeah.
Here, let a man do it.
Let go, Doc. I'll... Darn thing. I can't seem to get hold of it.
Here, let me.
Let off a try, Throckmorton.
Well, go ahead, Doc. It can't be done.
We'll just see about that.
Oh,
Arthur, you're wonderful. I declare you're so strong.
Nothing but a trick of the wrist.
For that, you get another kiss.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Oh, front door.
Oh, it must be Eve.
I'll go.
No, let me go.
We'll all go. Arthur, you've met Miss Goodwin, haven't you?
Oh, I don't believe I've ever had the pleasure.
Oh, she's so attractive for a school teacher. Oh, gracious. Here I am still wearing this apron. I do hope your friend won't mind things being so informal at all, Throckmorton.
Oh, not Eve. Hello, Eve.
Good evening, Throckmorton.
Come in.
Mrs. Ransom, you were so nice to invite me.
I'm so glad you could come, Miss Goodwin.
You girls are going to be seeing a lot of each other. Got to learn to use first names. Eve, meet Leela.
I love your dress. Is it new?
Oh, yes, that's quite a thing there, yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm afraid I forgot to explain, Miss Goodwin. We're being very informal here this evening. Just a sort of pickup supper.
Oh, I'm sorry if I misunderstood.
Oh, that's all right. I'll just run up and change my frock.
Oh, please don't. It's all my fault. I'm the one who should feel out of place.
Not at all, if I may say so.
Oh.
Isn't anyone going to introduce us?
Of course, Miss Goodwin. This is Dr. Hargrave.
How do you do, Doctor?
How do you do? How do you do?
I think I will run up and change my dress if nobody minds.
That was really a delicious dinner, Dee Dee.
Wasn't it? Leela, I'd give anything for your talent as a housekeeper.
Can't you cook, Eve?
Oh, she's just being modest. Anyone who's lived alone so long must be able to cook.
Yes. Why don't we have a little music?
Oh, yes. It's always so soothing after dinner.
Yeah, good for digestion, too.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you play, Leela, and I'll sing?
Well, if that's what everyone would like.
Do you sing, Miss Goodwin?
No, I don't, Doctor. I play a little.
Eve plays mostly classical. Not so good for the digestion.
Speaking medically, I disagree with that, Gildersleeve.
Well, of course, I like the classics.
Oh, so do I. Eve, it's a shame you didn't bring your music.
You haven't any, of course.
Just a few popular things is all. I'm just a silly girl who likes to play for people's enjoyment.
So do I. If there are people to enjoy it.
Miss Goodwin, I'm crazy about Bach.
Oh, I believe there's an album of Bach on the piano bench. It came with the piano.
Here it is. Oh, the preludes, they're lovely.
Will you play some, please? I'll turn the pages for you.
Eve, don't you think it's too soon after dinner for Bach?
I don't think it's ever too soon for Bach.
Well, I still say it's too soon.
Ken Carpenter, by then a famous announcer, was the craft spokesman.
I started locally here in Los Angeles on the local station KFI. That was back in 1930. We came out here with my wife and little baby in 1929 just looking for a job out here. I'd done no radio work back in my hometown of Peoria, Illinois, at all. But I'd done some advertising work in department stores and things like that, and I was looking for a job out here in advertising work. And I ran into a man in an advertising agency who lights were turned off. They couldn't pay their light bill. It was just the beginning of the Depression in 1930, this was. And he said, well, you have a nice speaking voice, you know, like they always say. And luckily, being an advertising man, he could get me an audition. So I took an audition at one station, KHJ, and they just hired a man away from KFI. So he took me over to KFI, and I took an audition there. And fortunately, I'd had some German in high school and Spanish, and their audition at that time was largely musical. And you can't fake German when you're doing German musical terms. So I just hung around there for about 3 weeks, sitting out in the lobby until they finally put me on steadily. So that was my start, locally on KFI in 1930, which was a very good place to work because they had the NBC hookup here at that time. NBC had no studios here, and any work was done on the network for NBC, KFI did it. So I was able to get some start on the network at that time. Then I went to NBC as staff announcer here when they opened in Hollywood in 1936 and stayed there until 1942, and I freelanced from then on.
To get a job as a staff announcer for NBC, we've heard many stories about the announcer's test that they had. Did you have to go through all of that?
Not when I got my job at NBC, no. They just opened up down here. And, well, by that time, I had some reputation because I did 4 Rose Bowl games on radio in 1934, 5, and 6. Those were released over NBC, of course, so I had a certain amount of reputation. Started doing some network shows when they first started originating network shows, commercial shows, from NBC out here. I won some auditions on those, of course, but not as a staff. No, I didn't have to because my name was fairly well known by that time.
What's the name of this piece, Throckmorton? Do you know?
No, I don't. Do you?
No.
Probably another piece by Bach.
I think he wrote the whole album.
Eve looks well at the piano, doesn't she, Leela? Graceful, I mean. Her arms.
And how well she knows it. Look at Arthur. He has such an air about him, hasn't he?
Yeah, so has a skunk.
Throckmorton, that is no way to talk about Alf.
Well, does he have to lean over like that? Does he have to keep his hands on her shoulders?
Does she have to wear bare shoulders? She might at least wear a scarf. Just the same, I think I'll have a word with Alf.
After this is over, let you and I show him, Leela. You play and I'll sing.
I'm just a little bit put out with Alf.
Yeah, I guess he knows it. He's trying to catch your eye, Leela. He's trying to attract your attention.
I know. I'm pretending I don't see it.
He wants me to poke you.
I am not speaking to Alf at the present moment.
Yeah, serves him right. That's the end, Leela. Quick.
Bravo!
Thank you, Doctor.
Encore.
Oh, I really think I've played enough.
Come on, Leela, now's our chance. Well, that was wonderful, Eve.
I'm glad you enjoyed it, Throckmorton.
Yeah, now you take a little rest, and Leela and I will entertain. What do we have first, Leela?
Well, anything you'd like to sing, Throckmorton. Of course, I'm not a trained musician like Eve. I'm afraid I spend all my time as a girl just going to parties and fooling around with my cousins.
You play fine, Leela. Here, sit down.
Oh, thank you, Throckmorton.
There's a new song that's kind of catchy. I couldn't sleep a wink last night.
Oh, yes.
Actually,
Dr. Hargrave, I understand you've been in Washington.
Yes, I was there for a week.
Oh, I'd love to hear about it.
Eve, I'm going to sing. Leela's going
to
play.
Oh, I'd much rather hear about Arthur's trip to Washington. Did you go to many parties?
Well, it was mostly medical business, I'm afraid, but we did hear some pretty important things, inside government stuff.
But Leela, aren't we going to sing?
Did you meet any real live senators, Arthur?
Oh, several. I sat at a table next to a real live ambassador.
At your table?
No, he was at the next table.
Yes, that's nothing. Washington is full of ambassadors. And speaking of real
live... Where did you stay, Doctor?
With some friends. I was lucky when I...
Speaking of real live senators, I'm going to be a candidate
for... Oh, Throckmorton, you're just talking about little old local politics. Let's hear Arthur tell about the ambassadors now.
Oh, well, let's get comfortable first. Come on, ladies, we can all sit here on the sofa.
What about me?
You can sit on my lap.
Oh, Pooh-Bear, you're awful.
Well, I'll tell you about the most interesting session we had. It was with the Army medical people.
They said that goodness, when... who can that be? Excuse me. Hello? Oh, yes, you. Well, just a minute, please. It's for you, Arthur.
Well, what the dickens? I thought I had all my patients under control. Hello? Yes? Yes? Well, keep cool. I'll be right over. I'm awfully sorry, ladies, but when a baby comes, the doctor has to go.
Oh, Arthur, it's probably a false alarm.
Well, I don't think so. Thanks for a lovely dinner, Dee Dee.
Well, I don't see why you have to rush off like
now,
this.
Now, Leela, the doctor knows best. A doctor takes an oath, you know.
Yeah, that's right, Gildersleeve. Well, good night, everybody.
Good night.
Oh, Bye. Aren't you going to kiss Dee Dee?
Oh, sorry I have to go, dear.
Good night.
Well, good night, Doc. Not a bad fella.
Honestly, sometimes I can't understand Arthur.
Oh, let's forget Arthur. Come and sit down here with me and Eve, Leela.
All right. Good old Throckmorton.
Yes, good old Throckmorton.
Well, now, girls, this is what I call cozy. You comfortable, Eve?
Oh, yes.
Leela?
You going to tell us about your campaign now, Throckmorton?
Oh, who cares about the campaign? Let's play post office.
Oh. Throckmorton, you're awful. Huh? Isn't he awful, Eve?
He's a bad boy.
I'll say I am. Come on, girls, post office.
Oh. How can you play post office with just one man?
I'll show you how. Now, what's that, for heaven's sake?
Oh, it couldn't be Arthur. Judge, come in. Now we've got a foursome.
I can't stay, Leela. Gildersleeve here?
No, I'm not here, you old goat.
Come on, Gildy. Abernathy's at his hotel. Now's the time to see him.
I can't go now, Judge.
Throckmorton, it's probably very important for you to see Congressman Abernathy.
You're darn right it is.
Oh, Judge, you can't do this to my party.
Don't worry, Leela. I'm not going.
Listen, Gildersleeve, I worked all day for this. Either you come down to Abernathy's with me, or you can get yourself another campaign manager.
I'll get myself
Throckmorton.
Huh? Oh. All right, I'll go. If there was another campaign manager in town, I wouldn't. Hooker, how long are we going to sit here? We've been waiting for 2 hours.
Keep your shirt on, Gildy.
Are you sure Congressman Abernathy hasn't gone?
We can't possibly miss him. He's got to pass through here on his way to the train.
Get me out of a nice party to come down here.
Here he comes now.
Huh?
Oh, Mr. Abernathy, this is my friend, Mr. Gildersleeve.
Well, Mr. Abernathy, this is quite a...
Hello, got to catch a train.
Hooker, is that what you got me down here for? Is that...
Now, Gildy, that's not the way to look at it. You've made a nice contact. I think the picture looks very, very favorable.
The picture looks favorable? What picture? All he said to me was hello.
I know, but I like the way he said it.
Oh! For goodness sake, a fine campaign manager. Good night, everybody.
Music heard on this program was directed by Claude Sweet. This is Ken Carpenter speaking for the Kraft Cheese Company, makers of parquet, margarine, and a complete line of famous quality food products. Kraft invites you to listen again next week for the further adventures of the Great Gildersleeve. Here are the three best bets of the week at your favorite food store. Number one, buy more pork. It's America's most plentiful meat. Number two, buy more of those fresh green vegetables, now lower priced and available in larger quantities. Number three, buy Kraft Salad Mustard to give both pork and green vegetables extra flavor zest. This tangy golden salad mustard, prepared to Kraft's own special recipe, adds lip-smacking flavor to baked ham, to sausage meat, to any fresh pork meat cut that calls for prepared mustard. And as for those fresh vegetables, we'd suggest serving them as a tossed green salad with Kraft mustard added to your French dressing for taste-tingling extra flavor. Get delicious, appetizing Kraft salad mustard from your dealer tomorrow. And for the members of your family who prefer a somewhat nippier flavor, buy that other Kraft mustard with horseradish added. Remember, Kraft makes them both. Kraft horseradish mustard and tangy, golden Kraft salad mustard. This is the National Broadcasting Company.